I'm wondering if you could tell me more about who made the contact to Dartmouth on your behalf, particularly regarding your football. Do you remember?
Yeah, I do remember this because this was a big turning point. You know, my father's business never made a lot of money. My brother was at Gettysburg College, and he was married, so they were supporting him, and I was his second son. And so I, you know, my visions were really looking for lower priced schools and never thought of the Ivy League, which of course was a more higher priced. I don't know who suggested that the Dartmouth football coach, which is a guy named Robert L. Blackman, he
Yes.
had a tremendous recruiting net, and I don't know how they found me, but they appeared at my high school. The assistant coach, they came to my high school to look at my record, my academic record, and they talked to the principal and got my transcript. And they then began recruiting me for football at Dartmouth, which at that time is just like it is now. They offer you scholarships, but if you don't play football, they don't take it away. And so that, so somehow I got into Blackman's recruiting net. Dartmouth at that time was rated third behind Penn State and Syracuse in Eastern football. Wow. And we, Blackman won, you know, consistent Ivy League championships, and he was really a piece of work.
What did that mean to you? Anything at all, Dartmouth, when they said, come on up
Well,
and.
it just elevated my ideas.
Okay.
I mean, my whole target changed my whole vision of what kind of colleges I could attend. And then a lot of the professors at Dartmouth came from Harvard. Siegel went to Harvard. And so, I mean, their whole vision was, you know, you belong at Harvard as a graduate student. I don't think that would have been true if I went to Gettysburg or something. So it just elevated the whole game in my mind as to what I could be and where I could go. And so, yeah, of course, you know, it was like a dream.